John the Baptist was very popular and beloved. People came from all over to be baptized by John in the Jordan River. And yet today, John is going to send everyone to Jesus. As he saw Jesus approaching him, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." And from that moment on, most of John's disciples would leave him to follow Jesus. In order to appreciate this image that John used to describe Jesus, the Messiah, the Christ, by saying he is the Lamb of God, we have to kind of appreciate the Lamb in that culture during those days. You see, in that area of Mesopotamia, the Lamb had been an essential part of life in most aspects. You would treat your friends, you would make friends with a lamb. Treat them to a meal. It's a meal of friendship, a meal with a lamb. You can make peace with lamb when you settle the differences by offering your enemy a flock of lamb. You can impress a girl with a lamb. You can win her hand with your lamb by proving to her father that you can take care of her because you own all these lamb. So, as you can imagine, when you hear lamb, the Jewish people conjures up in their mind many beautiful, meaningful things as part of their life. The one thing that comes to mind right away, having to do with salvation, how the Jewish people were freed by God from Egypt. Remember, they were enslaved in Egypt. And when God sent Moses to save them, well, God performed many miracles to convince the Pharaoh, but he refused. So God, the last miracle was to send the angel of death to slay all the firstborn son, all the firstborn in the land of Egypt. And God had Moses instruct the people to kill a lamb for each family. If you are too small, then you share it with your neighbor. So you take a lamb, you slaughter the lamb, you put the blood of the lamb on the doorpost so that when the angel of death passes through the land of Egypt, he will pass over your house because it is marked by the blood of the lamb, so that your firstborn is safe. And then you would eat the meat of the lamb inside the house, being safe, while the angel of death slay all the firstborn in Egypt. And that was how God convinced Pharaoh to let the people go from Egypt. So it is with the blood of the lamb on the doorpost, it is with the meat of the lamb that the people of Israel experience salvation, experience freedom from slavery by God. So again, you can imagine the lamb has this powerful, meaningful part of their lives. After they left Egypt, the lamb continues to be a part of their offerings to God. In fact, God said to the people, all of your firstborn are still alive, although they belong to me. You have to redeem them by offering me a lamb. And so it is by law that when you have a firstborn son, you would take your firstborn son as a baby to the temple, and you would offer God a lamb. Otherwise, you have to leave your son at the temple, the firstborn son, because he belongs to God. And so if you remember that the couple, Mary and Joseph, with the baby Jesus, they brought the baby Jesus to the temple, but they could not afford a lamb. So the scripture will tell us that they offered instead a pair of turtle doves, because the law has a little clause there that said, if you are too poor to be able to afford a lamb, God will accept from you a pair of turtle doves. So this to show us that the Blessed Mother and Saint Joseph and the baby Jesus were poor. They couldn't afford to offer a lamb to redeem him from the temple. They had to offer a pair of turtle doves using a clause that the law provides for those who are too poor to get a lamb. In any case, so now you have kind of a sense of the lamb in the life of the Jewish people in those days. So now, with all of those images and all of those profound meanings of a lamb, John the Baptist pointed at Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." That was how he convinced the people to follow Jesus. Can you imagine that this man is the Lamb that is of God? And so it is in our lives today that the church wants for us to hear that we as Catholics, as Christians, need to spend our life pointing out to others the Lamb of God, Jesus, the Messiah, the Savior of us all. It is our calling as baptized people, it is our calling as children of God to point out to others the Lamb of God. There are moments in our lives that we need to make. I would call them the Behold the Lamb of God moments. Because we, by the way we live, have led others to Christ. I know of a man who suffered from MS. In fact, he's on a wheelchair now. When he started to contract the disease, his wife left him, divorced him. He had to raise the two little children by himself. And by now, at that time, he wasn't on a wheelchair yet. He was still walking, and then the disease started to take over, and pretty soon he was trapped in the wheelchair. But he would not stay home. He would call around every Sunday. Every Sunday, he would call around to ask, "Can you take me to Mass, somebody, a knight of Columbus, somebody he knows at the church?" And he would beg people to give him a ride to church. During the week, he would beg people to give him a ride to adoration at church. And when people come and give him a ride, they never hear him complain. In fact, I met with a knight of Columbus who just gave the man a ride to adoration and to Mass. And the man came to visit me and he said, I gave the ride to Jeff to Mass the other day. And you know what, Father? I started to talk to him about his condition. And you know what he said to me? Jeff said to me, "You know, I thank God for this disease." Now remember, he's trapped in a wheelchair. He said, I am grateful for this disease. Because of this disease, I am closer to God now. See, that's a behold the Lamb of God moment. In our lives, we can inspire others to God. We don't have to preach. We don't have to know everything about the Bible. We just have to be aware that there are moments in our lives that we can point out Jesus to others. There are also moments that we want to be aware of so that we do not lead others away from Christ. When I was, I think this was 11 years ago now, 11 years ago, I was in an accident and I had my leg bound up. So I was in a cast, and I know I'm not supposed to drive, but it was a short distance. So I got in my car and drove in the area. And you know how when you have a cast on your leg, you don't control the pedals as well. So I came to a light and I stopped, and my car didn't stop right away because I couldn't gauge it very well. So the head of the car kind of went over the line, you know. So it finally came to a stop, and there was another car in the other intersection. He came out and he was very upset at me, very apparently, because he didn't know whether I was still going or not. You know, it could have been an accident. So he drove over and he turned left and he rolled down the window and he yelled out at me, Asian driver! And as he drove away, I saw that his license plate was one of those license plates, you've seen them, that says, smile, God loves you. That was not a behold the Lamb of God moment. Of course, I didn't get upset because I am an Asian and I was driving, so it's no big deal. In any case, in our lives, we are called, we have to remember that because we are Christians, we can lead others to Christ by the way we behave. Or we must lead others to Christ, not away from Him. A couple of weeks ago, I did a funeral for a gentleman who was 92 years old. He became Catholic when he was in his 70s. So he wasn't practicing anything for a long, long time. He was married to his wife, a Catholic, and raised his children together with his wife, Catholic. But he did not want to become Catholic all those years, until his wife had a fall and she broke her arm and she was in a sling, so she couldn't drive. So, and his wife, Eleanor, would go to Mass every day. Every day she would go to Mass. And of course now she cannot drive, so she asked her husband to drive her to Mass. And the husband agreed, he was a good man. So he drove her to Mass every day, sitting in the car waiting for her outside. It was every day. And she was in a sling for a long time. After a while, he thought to himself, what am I doing here sitting in the car? I'm going to go in and check it out and see what's going on in that church that my wife goes to every day. He went into the church, and after she was healed, he entered RCIA and became a Catholic. You see, that woman, Eleanor, lived all of those years with her husband, never stopped coming to Mass, never stopped being an example to him where to find Jesus. It was in those sling that was the behold the Lamb of God moment. I was in the restaurant one time, and there was a family there in the restaurant, and the family ordered food as usual, and one time went for the food to come out, everybody, I think it was three kids and the two parents, they stopped, they bowed their heads, they made the sign of the cross, and they said grace. And I looked around, a lot of people were watching. That was a behold the Lamb of God moment. You see, my brothers and sisters, as we live our lives, we are called to bring others to Jesus. Today we come to Mass. Jesus is going to be here on the altar for us. As a priest, I have the privilege to declare for you, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world every time you come to Mass. Because the church wants for you to be fed on the Lamb of God so that when you leave the church, you are in turn to feed others with the Lamb of God by the way you live your life. So let us pray for each other today that there will be many, many behold the Lamb of God moments in the way we live our life.